Continuing our Arizona Fall League interview series, we're hanging out with our friend Austin Amaral here with the Scottsdale Scorpions. And Austin, you were one of the big movers on the pitching side in 2025 in the Nats org. You started with Fredericksburg, ended up two levels above. Tell me about your season, and now that you're zoomed out a little bit from the season, what do you think about when you think about 2025?
Yeah, 2025, I mean, I was blessed to move up so quickly. Starting from Fredericksburg, going up to Double A, I mean, it's just a whole crazy experience. Like, it was such a good year. Mm-hmm. The guys, the whole locker room, it was such an energetic group, especially there this year with the Nationals. It was a grind. It was a really, really big grind. But, you know, I took away a lot from the season, more or less being wild, cutting my walks down from 2024 to 2025. That was a big standpoint this year, and kind of like managing the workload. So not always going at 100%, going at 85%, 90%, kind of getting sustained outcomes, as you would say. So that's been a big preface on this season. Coming to the Fall League, super blessed to be here. Fantastic players all around. I mean, this is some of the best talent in minor league baseball right now, and it definitely shows. Some of these guys can hit the ball like it's a beach ball. And then these pitchers, I mean, it's a lot about picking each other's brain, especially this league, figuring out new things, what works for you, what works for other people, how to implement maybe some of those things into your own program. So that's been a big kind of stepping stone for me here, especially Dan, like our pitching coach, and just picking everybody's brain. I mean, look, Kevin McGonigal, I mean, big name. You kind of talk to him, get him, his approach, kind of what he sees at the plate, him coming back in the dugout, talking like to the other hitters about his at-bats. I mean, that's kind of the stuff like I kind of like to listen in on. It's like, oh, it's kind of just hearing the other side of the perspective, especially as a hitter. Like, I'm thinking as a pitcher right now. It's kind of nice to see what the hitters are thinking, especially being surrounded by such a good group of guys and having a lot of the Nationals guys here with us. I mean, it's been fantastic so far.
What was your reaction, one, when you first heard you were going to be coming to the Fall League? And two, did the Nationals give you any specific reasons as to why they wanted you here in Arizona?
My first reaction, I was kind of shocked because I knew what the Fall League was, and I got the gist behind it. And I was in the room with, I remember it was Jared Simpson, Sam Peterson, and I think Jake Bennett was there too. Mm-hmm. And we all found out, and we were pumped. Like, we knew that was like some of the top talent. Like, they send dudes there. They specifically, they wanted to see me face all these good batters.
Yep.
Like, kind of getting, honing in my craft, working on the off speed, starting to throw that a little bit more than the fastball, especially with that new kick change coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Mixing it in. So that's been a big preface since I've been here, is kind of just like getting more innings. Mm-hmm. And kind of like figuring stuff out with a little bit of extra baseball. I mean, absolutely. It's a blessing.
Definitely. Talking with Austin Amaral here at Camelback Ranch. So your really strong 2025 season got off to that start in Fredericksburg with that pitching staff under Justin Lord that had that bullpen that for the first half of the season was one of the best numbers-wise in all of minor league baseball. How do you think being in that environment to start the season kind of catapulted your season?
Hey, Justin Lord, I mean, he is the textbook of a great pitching coach. He knows everything. He tells you when you're doing something. He'll shoot you straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about Lordy. He gave my foundation. We worked in the bullpens to get that cutter, to get a little bit of harder slider, and he set me up for success. I mean, he's one of the best pitching coaches I've ever had in my life. He knows his stuff. He knows when to calm you down, when you're overthinking things. So having Lordy was just a great stepping stone. Fantastic stepping stone.
And now that you're almost done with this Fall League experience, you got like a week and a half left out here, spring training in West Palm Beach come March is going to look different than it has for you the last couple years. What's kind of the plan for you between the Fall League ends? What does the off-season blueprint kind of look like heading into a spring training that, for those of you that have been in the org for a couple years, is going to be different than anything you've experienced so far in your pro career?
You know, I'm excited for it. Finishing up the Fall League, definitely learned a lot of stuff about myself, especially here. Spring training is going to be very interesting, but I welcome change. Like, I'm super excited to see what see what the whole organization looks like, meeting new faces, getting new ideas off of some coaches. I think it's going to be really exciting for the Nationals this year.
And last one for you. When you think about this whole journey that you've been on from when you got drafted till now, I mean, it's obvious to see that in the org, your arrow's decidedly pointed up right now. What do you think has been the biggest key to getting yourself to this point on this journey as you keep on climbing into 2026? Like, what do you think is the one thing that you did in 2025 that really allowed you to reach this level of success?
A lot of it, I would say, is not riding the highs too high and not getting the lows too low. I know that's a big saying in baseball,
yep.
But I feel like that's super important. When I was doing really good, it was I would soak it in. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love doing good. And when you do bad, it stings.
Yes.
Like, but it's about letting that go, getting back to your craft, going to the field each day, and just keep working at it. That's been a big thing, especially for the 2025 season, is just having consistently good outings and limiting the bad outings for me.
Easy enough. Austin Amaral, kind enough to sit down with us here at Camelback Ranch. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.